Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Hour 3 of Radio Law Talk. It is the 19th of November, 2022. Love the rain in the West Coast. Appreciate you being here. I'm Frederick Penny, your host, with Todd Kunin and Denise Sturks and our producer, Cal Hunter. What a wonderful opportunity for the three of us and Cal, our producer, to produce this show and have wonderful people listen to us chibber-jabber about the law and make it fun, right? The most entertaining, I'm going to say the most exciting, entertaining, and only sometimes informative show on earth. We do that on purpose because we want to have some fun while we discuss things. Don't forget, we're talking about general topics of law. We're not trying to give legal advice. We're having fun. Everyone's innocent until proven guilty. Those important things. But it is coming close to Thanksgiving where you can quote Radio Law Talk around the Thanksgiving Day dinner table. So
you can't. Fred, did you say today's the 19th of November?
Yeah. It is.
November. Where did 2022 go? I cannot believe we are in November of 2020. This year blew by.
My dad told me that when I was 18 and said, man, I can't wait till I get to college and get to law school and do. He's like, son, enjoy it because it's, the older you get, the faster it's going to go. And man,
so alive, true.
Is it flying fast. And not only that, to be honest with you, all four of us, looking at all four of us in this room, all of us are very busy people. I mean, it's not like we just have time on our hands to hang out and do nothing. That's when it goes slow. It goes fast when you're just busy.
I had fun last night. I hung out with the neighbors. We played Liar's Dice. It was so much fun.
You have friends other than Todd and I?
I have friends.
Friends other than us?
I do.
What was the game called?
Liar's Dice.
Liar's Dice.
Yes.
Did it include clothes or not clothes?
We all had our clothes on.
Oh, was there a bottle
Although
involved?
I took off my shoes.
Was there a bottle involved?
There were a few bottles involved.
Did they spin or did they stay upright?
And we even
did
had,
you think you were in fifth grade again?
We even had pie. Apple pie.
Oh, now you're talking.
Now tell me. Now, wait a minute. There's apple pie. Was it from one of the local fruit stands, famous ones, or did you buy it at the store?
It was bought in the frozen apple.
Oh, no.
Well,
no,
you know.
No.
I didn't have time.
No.
But we're blessed in Northern California with roadside fruit stands where you can either buy the apples themselves and sometimes the pies made right there from those fresh local. Yeah. There is just nothing like it. Yeah.
That's the way to do it. Well, anyway, we're having a good time today. We're going to talk about a little bit about we're just going to finish up about Gabby Patino. We started to the end of hour two. We're going to talk about the Broncos linebacker Aaron Patrick's lawsuit, which, by the way, I don't know what the believe it or not, I'm a lawyer, but Cal knows the rules more than I do. But I'm not going to get in details. But actually, it is all over the internet. Our law firm represented an NFL player, Minnesota Vikings player, and
that was huge.
Yeah, we won a good verdict for them, so we know what it's like to represent these good NFL players. And then we're going to talk a little bit about Josh Lambeau, and then when we get some time, we're going to talk about Sybil Newsom, and that is the wife of the governor of California. And about her testifying in the Harvey Weinstein case. And we love telling you people the behind the scenes. We said, you know what, Denise, it's probably better you talk about that one. She goes, I don't want to talk about that one. That one's gross. I know. And it's so funny. I love Denise that we try to say, okay, Todd and I shouldn't be talking about this.
Well, that's probably what Mrs. Newsom said. I don't want to talk about that. Yeah. That's gross. Yeah.
But anyway, long story short, if we get to it, we'll get to that at the very end. But we're all here for one thing, Cal. What are we here for?
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
Hopefully the whole show and the duration thereof. Carlos and Gloria had lived together in Arizona for a couple of years. As had been known to happen in Arizona, Carlos, the older of the two, died. Gloria was staying in his house that had actually been deeded to his son Diego as part of a trust arrangement. Diego, after the death, immediately went to Gloria and asked her to pack up her stuff and move out right after the funeral was done. You see, he was really never very fond of Gloria, always thought she was kind of a bit of a gold digger. Gloria was not paying rent or any expenses for the whole household, and he wanted her out of the house and get it ready for a possible tenant or a sale. So Diego decided he would give her a 30-day notice, and she was not happy at all. She said, look, I did most of the caregiving for Carlos in his later years, and Gloria went to an attorney because she felt the house should be at least partially hers because of her live-in relationship with Carlos. And Carlos had promised her a portion of the house, even though she knew it was part of a trust. So Gloria asked if she had a case or no case. And I think, Fred, it's you this time.
It is me. Yeah. By the way, this happens often, by the way.
Yeah.
This is nothing unusual. We, quite some time ago, we had a lawyer that worked for us. His dad is a medical doctor. And had lost his, I'm going to say his marbles a little bit. And sure enough, someone moves in and the new girlfriend. And he had a big, beautiful home and mansion. And boy, it was all he could do is to try to keep that house in the family, right? Because, anyway, the outcome wasn't good. But I know it was decent, but it was a fight. So this is not unusual. This is normal. This occurs a lot. And Cal, I'm sticking with my story, which is one of the three is bound to be not a real case. And I'm sticking with my story. You have to stick with the statistics. And the statistic is this is a real scenario, but not a case.
Like my favorite saying is numbers don't lie and liars don't use numbers. Okay,
you're
Todd.
Exactly what's right. That's awesome.
Okay, Todd, what's your view of this?
Well, I'm going to go statistically as well. But I'm going to say that I think Cal recognize that historically at least one of them it has been a fake, a no case. And I think today, and we've had a lot of them, I think a couple of episodes ago, they were all no cases. And I think Cal is trying to mix it up, so he's going to ask three case-oriented questions.
Well, let me tell you what I do, just so you know. Before I start writing case or no case, I'm researching, I get a coin and I flip it. And heads is case, and tails is no case. It is purely random, and that's how I write the stories. It's not, I don't keep a schedule or a pattern. I just wanted you to know that.
It's just that before some weeks, he's using a coin that has tails on both sides.
Doesn't it seem that way?
Yes. I make my own luck. Okay. What was that character? Two-Face? Harvey Dent? That was, Batman reference. Okay, so what I'm going to say, though, is I think that this, I'll say it is a case, and that ultimately, what's the dude's name?
Diego is the guy.
The son.
The son. I'm going to say Diego prevails.
Okay. Denise, what do you think about this?
Well, it's going to depend on the state.
Arizona.
Is there, what's it called when you're together a long time? And like a
common law marriage?
Common law
torture?
Marriage.
Oh, sorry, my bad. Murder?
God!
Wait,
shame on you.
It was 6 months for a while in Arizona. I don't know what it is now. Yeah.
You know, I'm just going to say what I feel in my heart. Somebody that has lived a long time with somebody and took care of them for a long time should not just get a 30-day notice. It's just not right. They should have more time.
32 days? 33?
No, like a year to get out or whatever. So I'm just going to say that this is not a case.
All right, we got two no cases and a case. And Cal, that means you're not going to win. And when we come back, we're going to find out what's going on with that. And then we're going to get into the Gabby Patino.
When you said
case.
That, Todd said, well, that's nothing new.
Yeah. I think statistically, Denise and I are going to win. We'll be back and find out.
All right, the answer to case or no case. If you think you know what it is, send us an email to info@radiolawtalk.com. Just put in the word case or no case. It'll be fun. And we'll be back with more on Radio Law Talk after we break away.
Remember, Radio Law Talk is available 9 to noon Pacific every Saturday, live on RadioLawTalk.com and on many radio stations coast to coast.
commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
I've got to get my car washed. The dirt is just won't do.
Best thing about Quick Car Wash is whenever you go through, the smell in your car is always great, and they have super fun lights and colors.
But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do.
Your car smells good and it's clean at Quick Quack Car Wash.
And I know this place right down the road.
Quick Quack Car Wash.
Quick Quack Car Wash.
Get the Quick Quack confidence.
Up inside, let's take a ride and watch these cannons shine.
Get the Quick Quack habit. Take a car once a week.
Just come and see. I guarantee your ride will steal the show.
I like Quick Quack because of the mascot, Quackles.
So we sell unlimited membership for per vehicle. You can add a family plan and add an additional vehicle at a discounted rate.
Don't drive that dirty car. Quick, quack, car, wash. It'll have you looking sharp. Well, come on.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0940. 800-670-0940. 800-670-0940. That's 800-670-0940.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Oh.
You're a whiner.
Now, Radio Law Talk continues. Here's your host, Fred Penny.
I'm going to be a whiner if I lose case or no case because I've lost the first two. And if you're flipping a coin, Cal, it's bound to determine I got a 1/3%.
Or so you think it's going to go your way?
I don't know. I have no idea. So tell me really quick again about it, and then let's
okay, the scenario was that a woman was living in a house in an out-of-wedlock relationship. She was caring
for... In Arizona.
The, suggested for this elderly man, and this elderly gentleman passed, and she thought she should have part of the house hers because of the fact that she was the caregiver. The house, however, belonged to a trust, and her son was the executor of all of that. His son, I should say, was the executor. He wanted her out. He thought that she was a gold digger and did not appropriately have claim to the home. So he kicked her out, gave her the official notice. She went to court, said, "You can't stop me. I have a right to this. He told me I could have part of this house. And secondly, I'm the caregiver." So that was the premise of our case or no case. And Todd said no case.
Todd said there was a case.
I said there was a case, and the son went.
And Denise and I both said it's
no
case. You made it up.
Okay, well, here's what happened. Those of you who say it was not a case,
Denise,
I'm so sorry.
Oh, my gosh, you had three cases in a row.
I'm so sorry. Diego went to a local real estate attorney who told him that Gloria would have to be treated as any other tenant, and he did the right thing in giving her the 30 days to vacate. And when she made her appearance back in court, the judge said, "You're out." So he gave her a notice to evict, and she left, and left with hard feelings. And that, friends, is case or no case.
Todd gets 2 points.
2 points.
He's only 1 point away from winning.
Wow. Yeah. Look, how many years free rent did she get and board? You know?
And isn't that the great question? And I think that's what her son was thinking. Look, what else do you want from us? You've lived here for nothing. Sure, you cared for Dad, but
That's the rent.
That's your
caregiver, and perhaps cause of all his problems.
Yeah, might have been the reason they decided to give up on life. We don't
know. Well, you know.
But the point is, that is case or no case, and congratulations, Todd. And good try, Fred and Denise. Next time you get some points, that's it.
Wow. Three strikes, I'm out. All three times I lost.
Well, that's because you're playing numbers instead of the case.
I know.
I literally played numbers.
Okay, never mind. I'm wrong, isn't it?
All right, Gabby Patino, we just wanted to finish up on the Gabby Patino case, that they reached a $3 million settlement. Gabby Patino's family with Brian Laundrie's estate. Now, there's a reason for this that sounds weird, and there was the issue of whether or not they ever get the money out of Brian Laundrie's estate, because there's nothing in his estate or very little in his estate. Apparently, she's still suing the parents, correct?
Yes.
So why would they settle a $3 million case, Brian Laundrie, the case for $3 million against him or his estate? Todd, you had an opinion.
Well, I've got a couple of reasons that are tied together. First, knowing that there was hardly any money in his estate, I can't imagine that her lawyers would want to continue any protracted litigation at cost and things like that when you know that there's no money right now to get out of the estate. However, this has been a huge story nationally. And much like our analysis in the Rust lawsuit, where the settlement with the family of the deceased involves also allowing the production to go forward, and they're probably going to be paid out of the proceeds of that film because people are now interested. I mean, everybody wants to watch that show, Rust, right? I would imagine that the same could be true for any TV or film production made out of the story of Gabby Petito and Brian Laundrie. And if Brian Laundrie's estate has already settled for $3 million, which he doesn't have right now, but would be payable if the estate came into money, then if there's a future production, the estate would have to sign off on it, and any money that goes to the estate would actually go to the estate and then over to Gabby Petito.
Isn't there a Florida law that says you can't profit from a case like this? So that would mean they would automatically have to give it up if they did a deal like that, right?
No, because there's no criminal case. They both are dead.
Oh, good point. Okay.
Yes.
Yes, and so the other point is that the money is not just going to go to Gabby's estate, but it's going to go to a foundation in her name. That's where the settlement occurred, and that's where the money.
But there's no money there right now.
No, but when the money gets there, it's not like her estate's going to benefit. It's going to go to a foundation.
Well, of course, there's always the skeptical part of me.
No.
The skeptical part of me says, well, you know, it's going to go to a foundation. I think Amber Heard said money was going to go to a foundation they never made there. And if somebody comes and says, hey, you know, here's $6 million, it's going to be split between you for the rights to do this film. you know, well, you know, maybe a portion of it will go to the foundation, but it is $6 million.
Yeah, a portion of the proceeds to be given to a foundation, yeah.
Then the other three goes to him?
Well, it goes to him and then gets sent over to her. Because it goes to his estate. Here's $6 million bucks between the two of you. You get three. Gabby Petito's estate gets three. His estate gets $3 million for the production of this. But, oh, by the way, that $3 million that went to him, it has to go over to her because of this settlement agreement.
And you left out the lawyers.
Yeah. So all right. So after everything, so the remaining $50 after the lawyers take their fees goes to this estate, and that gets donated because it's only $50.
Right. 50? Maybe they can donate that to Amber Heard.
The remaining $25.
Teasing joke. J-O-K-E. All right, Denise, I want to, before we get into the Broncos linebacker lawsuit, tell us about the latest with Mariah Carey. What's the update?
Mariah Carey is very famous for her holiday song, All I Want for Christmas Is You. And in fact, that song is ad nauseum. Everybody hears it over and over and over and over and over.
The lyrics of which are terrible for the guy.
But in any event, she filed to get the trademark protection for Queen of Christmas. And another person that has always done Christmas albums every single year, she filed to stop it.
Okay, let's wait and find out what's going on after this. When we come back, we're going to finish up on that and talk about Aaron Patrick's lawsuit against the NFL and the Chargers and ESPN. And we got more after that.
This is Radio Law Talk. The show continues.
Radio Law Talk can be heard on RadioLawTalk.com from 9 to noon Pacific Time every Saturday. That's RadioLawTalk.com. The commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-711-9218. 800-711-9218. 800-711-9218. That's 800-711-9218.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Plus, call right now and get a free report on how to avoid costly Medicare mistakes. Call now.
800-220-7612. 800-220-7612. 800-220-7612.
USA Radio News.
Officials in western New York are telling residents to stay home as the region digs out from several feet of snow that has fell since Friday. 77 inches has fell on Orchard Park, where the Buffalo Bills would normally play. Their game with Cleveland will now be staged in Detroit tomorrow. Former President Donald Trump called the Justice Department special counsel overseeing investigations into classified documents recovered from Mar-a-Lago as left-wing and corrupt. Trump made the comments from his Florida estate. Jack Smith is a veteran prosecutor who has been chief prosecutor for a special court in The Hague. Theranos CEO Elizabeth Holmes was sentenced to more than 11 years in prison for defrauding investigators of her blood testing equipment company. UK Prime Minister Rishi Sunak has pledged more military aid to help Ukraine in its fight against Russia. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Brad's the best. Todd, not so much.
It's time for more Radio Law Talk with Denise Dirks, Todd Kunin, and your host, Frederick Penny.
All right, so finish up with Mariah Carey. So, Denise, you were talking about Mariah Carey. So that's she does that show. What's it called? It's the Mariah Carey, whatever it is. It's a big show on Christmas.
On Christmas, of course, that she's known for.
I love Christmas. Did I say that already?
You did.
Okay.
I don't
love no, not this one. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas. Keep going, Dan, please.
Okay, there was a lot.
She is not going to join in.
How do I think when you're singing?
I'll bring him down a little bit. Go ahead, Fred.
Okay. Yeah, I'll just turn my voice, my volume down.
Well, there were other Queens of Christmases out there. That's the whole point.
Who?
Well, David Letterman dubbed one person, I think her name was Darlene Love, the Queen of Christmas, like almost three decades ago. And so a lot of people have used that title, Queen of Christmas. And so basically... one of the people came and they filed the suit against the trademark because Carrie had petitioned to make that her trademark. And they said basically when people try to bully other people and try to take over things that should be generic terms that everybody could use, then they shouldn't win. And by gosh, she didn't win. She lost her fight to get the Queen of Christmas her trademark.
Do you think she was just throwing her proverbial Christmas weight around?
I mean, well, no good body shaming her now.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, I'm a star. Listen, I got this song. If Mariah wants it, Mariah gets it. I mean, you think it was that kind of thing? Or was she really?
Yeah, she had planned to utilize Queen of Christmas, OC, and all kinds of those kind of trademark things for her fragrances and for, you know, her product lines and all of that. So she faced with making a lot of money on that that...
Can't you still use it, even though it's not hers exclusively?
Sure.
Why not, right?
Sure, but other people can use it, too, and that's where your brand gets diluted, right?
I'm dreaming. Oh, okay.
Oh, there's
so
no
my Aaron Patrick, he plays for the Chargers, and he was, you know, he's not one of the top players out there. He's one of those players that's not, like, big money. He makes... $370,000 base salary and between $200,000 and $400,000 in potential bonuses is what he'd make per year. He signed a one-year $660,000 contract with the Broncos. So he's not a big-time player. But apparently what happens is he is, he's in a play and he's a linebacker. Is he a linebacker or was he a defensive?
Linebacker.
He's a linebacker, that's right. And he carries momentum on a play. He's running out of bounds. At the end of the play, he runs into the sideline worker and fell while stepping on a rubber mat that they had sitting there on the sidelines. And he injured his left knee, and basically it's a season-ending ACL tear, and his season's over and probably his career. So he's suing and saying they owe him this money because of that. I guess that mat that was laying there, that shouldn't have been laying there.
Yeah, I think they actually placed it there.
Yeah, I'm sure they did. So here's the thing, that Todd Brothers, I knew this too. So, okay, Cal, a guy who understands some sports.
Mediocre, well,
actually,
yes, okay.
Well,
yeah.
You actually know baseball really, but football. So, is this, two questions to you. Number one, is this a first-time lawsuit against the NFL for a similar type thing?
Absolutely not.
What was the other?
It was a 49ers running back, and it was for Fulton County Stadium in Atlanta, and I can't remember if it was Garrison Hurst or
Reggie
someone
Bush.
Else. Reggie Bush. That's right.
Reggie Bush, and it was St. Louis.
And
oh, the Rams. That's
Rams,
right. Atlanta.
And he won.
But now he's got the Wendy's gig. Come on. Look
at The jury awarded him how much, Cal, in 2018, Reggie Bush?
I'm going to guess 2.5.
$12.5 million, and it was different in that he slid on the concrete with his cleats that was at the end. And remember, they had the kind of track thing around it. Wasn't that like a?
Yep, it was a concrete,
and it tore him up really well, or really badly.
Yeah.
Now, Fred, Denise made a comment when we were talking earlier about a previous lawsuit. She referenced to it was New Mexico being a comparative negligence state.
Yes.
So. What is the difference between California and Missouri? Because Reggie Bush's lawsuit was brought in Missouri, and I'm reading here, Missouri follows a pure comparative negligence state. How does that differ, or is it with California?
So I don't know what they mean by pure. Comparative negligence state, I don't know what they mean by pure. But comparative negligence state is you apportion fault. Let's say you got a case, and the jury gives you $1 million on the case. And the jury can apportion who's at fault the most or the least. And if they say, okay, the plaintiff that sued is 90% at fault, the jury has to make a decision, and the defendant is 10% at fault, under a contributory negligence state, you get nothing because you have to beat 51%. But on a comparative negligence state, you still get $100,000. So that's why it's easier as a plaintiff to sue in a comparative negligence state, because you can still, even if only the person is 10% at fault. And by the way, this all goes back to a Disneyland case.
Sure.
By the way, and that's law school stuff. You got to go back and remember. If you can still receive money.
So this lawsuit that Aaron Patrick is bringing, this happened at SoFi Stadium in Southern California. So. California is going to be the jurisdiction,
which is a good comparative negligence state. That's exactly right. Now, there are exceptions to that. I'm not going to get into all the exceptions. Depends where all the defendants or plaintiffs reside. You know what I'm saying? But he could bring a venue because the venue was in that state, but there are exceptions where you can go outside that state, and that's another thing. So, anyway, who's Josh Lambeau? I don't even know who Josh Lambeau is.
I remember this. So, remember Urban Meyer, his short-lived tenure as the coach for the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yes.
So Josh Lambeau was a punter, for a former punter for the Jaguars, and his allegation originally was that during a practice Urban Meyer had come up while he was, while Lambeau was doing stretches or something, and had come up and kicked him and said, why don't you make a, insert your expletive here, kick, and then walked away, and so Lambeau filed a lawsuit for the hostile work environment and the assault and everything associated with being kicked by his head coach.
And having hurt feelings.
Obviously, yes, yes. And, well, that lawsuit was making its way through the Florida courts, and last week it was dismissed by the judge with prejudice, meaning he can't refile it.
Oh.
Yeah.
He's apparently what he said is, quote, I'm in the lunge position, left leg forward, right leg back. And Urban Meyer, while he's in that stretch position, comes up to me and says, hey, dip blank, you make your blank kicks, and kicks me in the leg. That's what was...
And I think allegedly he said to Meyer, you can't do that. And Meyer said, I am the blanking head coach. I will kick anyone I choose, allegedly.
And so his statement here was for employment reasons.
Right.
And he was later released by the ball club. And so he is claiming, Lambeau is claiming, that his response to being kicked, don't you ever kick me again, was what caused him to be dismissed from the team. And the team alleged, no, you were dismissed for performance reasons because you weren't making your kicks or whatever.
Yeah.
And I think the court decided that the case should be dismissed, probably along the lines of the former, that he couldn't prove that he was being dismissed because he spoke up, and it was dismissed with prejudice. So Mr. Lambeau's case against the Jaguars for the conduct of Urban Meyer is done.
Well, didn't
and that
Green,
never went before a jury or the judge?
No, they kicked him.
Well,
didn't Green Bay name a field after the guy?
Well, it was a pre-trial.
Yes.
Dismissed.
So all I got to say is maybe kicking it made him kick better after that. Maybe a little tap to the... It's like therapy. I mean, I just, you know, like you go in there and they massage you, but you used to do little kicks of the kick, right?
So is that what you're saying, Todd?
What?
Lambeau's suit got kicked?
Yes.
Yeah.
The accuracy of the court in kicking Lambeau's suit was better than the accuracy of Lambeau.
It's time to get out of the segment when we're going here, Cal. Just roll some music, man. Let's get out of this segment.
I just thought it was good that Green Bay named their field after him. That was all.
All right, when we come back, we got a final discussion about... we have to end with a Harvey Weinstein. Do we really have to do that?
Yeah, we will.
All right, and then we're going to do our quick take. So hang on for our last segment. It's the funnest.
Yep, Radio Law Talk. Stay tuned. Much more is coming up right here, so don't go away.
And other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
For 20 years, I've been an afternoon napper, usually for about 30 minutes, but never longer than an hour. I justified this behavior by observing that animals take quiet times in the afternoon. All 5 cats go quiet, as does the dog. The chickens all sit quietly under a tree for about 90 minutes every afternoon. The wild birds say nor sing anything during this time. all goes quiet. Since beginning daily use of Your Way, I've not taken an afternoon nap, nor has the thought of taking one ever entered my mind. I'm single and homeschool my three children. I feel I'm a bit calmer and a bit more alert in managing them since using Green Meadow Way. Finally, I've been tortured with sciatic nerve pain for the last year. After months on Green Meadow Way, the improvement has been great, and I hope for a complete release from that energy and life-sucking malady.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No fun.
That is Armadillo.
Now, Radio Law Talk continues. Here's your host, Fred Penny.
That is it. It has flown by as usual. Our last segment of this time before the wonderful Thanksgiving vacation and time. I probably want to quickly say to you guys, have a happy Thanksgiving, all of you, because I'll probably forget and enjoy the turkey time. Everyone goes, "What? Where are you doing? Where are you going?" First of all, don't ever say, as lawyers, don't go saying where you are and what you're going to be doing because, oh, okay, I'm going to go over to their house and take his PS2 or something like that. Don't go telling people where you're going. You know. And by the way, when you post on social media and stuff, don't post while you're – if you're in Mexico, you don't post, you know, live, you know. Post it later, right, when you're back
home. Right, exactly, because they could track you. And where you're at.
So just be careful and, you know, during these holiday seasons and be patient on the roads because they're going to be full this time, you know, even though it's going to be twice as much to drive anywhere. But happy Thanksgiving. I'm just going to relax and enjoy that. For me, Thanksgiving is a time to do nothing because of my schedule. You guys all know how busy my schedule is, and we're all busy. But for me, the joy of just being around people that you love and family and just kicking back and enjoying life. And we live in a beautiful part of California that Has wonderful mandarin trees and beautiful, you know, just beautiful because the grass is growing because of the rains. And
a lot for which to be thankful.
Yes, we are. And anyway, that's it. We're going to talk about really quick Jennifer Seibel Newsom. Denise, why is she important in the Weinstein case, the governor's wife? What does she have to do with anything?
Well, she alleges that he raped her as well, and it was prior to her meeting her husband, and she hasn't really talked about it out there a lot. She's been very one of the quieter women, and she didn't, you know, grow up in this Me Too movement or pull all that out and, you know, try to advantage herself at all by being in that movement. So I think she's a very credible witness. One of the things that she has her testimony corroborated is by Daphne Zuniga. Now, Daphne was in Melrose Place, and, you know, she's that dark-haired actress. And instead of it saying, oh, yeah, she told me everything, what happened, and all of that, no, that's not how she corroborated it. She said that I asked her about her meeting with Weinstein, and she said it went bad, very bad, and I don't want to talk about it. And then she got visibly upset and started to cry, and Daphne didn't want to ask her anymore because she just said she was so upset, and I didn't feel comfortable making her worse. And so that's a corroboration of potentially a victim, right?
It is. It is. One thing I want to caution it. When I was a district attorney, or a deputy district attorney, I prosecuted the sexual assault cases in the one county that I was in for about 3 years. And I came away with this from that experience of prosecuting, and it's this. There are as many ways for the victim of a sexual assault to respond as there are victims of sexual assault. I don't know that you can say there's a normal way you would expect somebody to react to that, because everybody has a reaction that is different. So while the reason why I say this is because while it appears that the reaction of Ms. Newsom is one that you would expect if they were a victim of sexual assault, because she didn't want to talk about it, she was upset, she was visibly upset, I would caution against anyone trying to discount a claim by somebody else in some other case because it wasn't this kind of a reaction. Again, there some people bury it. Some people look stone cold. You wouldn't know. Some people put on the happy face. It doesn't change the fact that they were a victim of sexual assault. There is no uniform way to respond to it.
Right.
None.
That's absolutely true.
Well, I hate to say it, but that's the fact. You look at Harvey Weinstein, I'm not quite sure how many of them, the argument of consent, I don't know how good that one's going to go.
Oh, my gosh.
Anyway.
Yeah, I agree.
Not a looker.
You know, there's a lot of Thanksgiving lawsuits out there, too.
Is there? Tell us
about turkey specifically.
Oh, my gosh.
Isn't that funny? There's lawsuits. One of the first ones that I know about is one that was back in the 1930s. Remember Walgreens? Or not Walgreens. Woolworths.
Yep, Woolworths.
And you used to be able to... Woolworths, right. You used to be able to eat at Woolworths.
What?
They had a lunch counter. Right.
Yeah.
Well, this one woman, she was there, and she bought a meal, and then she choked on a turkey bone in her meal. And she actually got a judgment for $500 because she choked on it against Woolworths.
She obviously didn't die, but she was just choking on it.
No, one of the other customers that was there helped, got up and assisted her and helped her.
Right.
And, of course, became a witness.
Now, one of the funniest things I think you will ever see on TV, and I think you can find this on YouTube, Google WKRP Thanksgiving Turkey Giveaway.
Oh, I'm going to do that because I used to love that.
That is, and the line at the very end, as God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly. All I'm going to do is tell you that if you haven't seen the scene, look it up and watch it. It will make sense. Some of the funniest television I have ever seen in my life. Thanksgiving turkey giveaway.
Okay.
So I was going to ask Fred, but I'll ask Todd. What do you think if I copied directions on how to cook a turkey from a turkey maker, am I copyright violation. Am I violating their copyright?
You know, well, I don't. Would it be a copyright or would it be a trademark infringement or a?
Would you distribute them? You mean just copy them and hand them off to someone
or
else?
Or industry secrets information? I don't know. I don't know the answer to that.
Well, there was a lawsuit about a famous turkey maker that gave out cooking instructions, and then another turkey maker put those cooking instructions on every turkey they sold. And you know what happened?
What?
Case dismissed.
Case dismissed?
As God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly.
Yeah, that's the last line in that WKRP Thanksgiving turkey giveaway.
You know, was that where they like took a one of those big rubber things and they...
No, they
like
got a helicopter and dropped frozen turkeys from the sky over a parking lot,
right?
No,
they dropped live turkeys.
Oh, live turkeys.
Because
yeah,
he thought that the turkeys would just come down and fly down. Well, turkeys don't fly, so if you drop them from 1,000 feet out of a helicopter...
Oh, that's flat, awful.
Flat. Now, obviously, this was late 70s, early 80s television, so they didn't show... This was all as described by Les Nessman, newsman on the scene.
The radio guy.
Yeah. I've met the guy who played Les Nessman. Very fine, funny guy. Lives in Seattle, does community theater now. Nice guy, yeah.
Probably having the time of his life, too.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah.
Is that all the tricky things you want to talk about?
Well, no.
Well, if we talked about too much, things might go foul.
We can end this because
we could get the clock out of here.
Let's just get the clock out of here, all right?
All right, I'm ready.
I'm always
with your quick takes. Let's cluck over to those. Mr. Penny, what is your quick take?
So, talk about FTX. As my father-in-law said one time, and I was there listening to him, when an individual walked up to him and said, you know what? I want you to invest in my company, and I will guarantee you a 15% return. My father-in-law turned them quietly and said, if you would have offered me 8%, I would have listened to you and maybe invested. The point is, get rich quick, guys. A lot of times doesn't work.
Too good to be true. Might just be. Mr. Cunham, what's your quick take?
You know, Reggie Bush slip and fall in a game. He gets $12.5 million. A kicker gets kicked by the coach. And, well, you know, the courts punt it. And that just goes to show you, nobody likes kickers.
$50. And Denise, what is yours?
Well, Fred kind of stomped on my parade.
Oh.
Weinstein defends himself by saying it was all consensual sex. Has he looked in the mirror lately?
We'll be back after that. We said the S word at the very end, so sorry, everyone. Have a great Thanksgiving.
You meant to say intimacy.
Intimacy, yeah. Have a great Thanksgiving, everyone. Be safe.
Thanks for listening.
RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank, anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.